Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Round Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who, on closer inspection over the years and years that we've been together, looks a little bit like my brother, which... freaks me out a little bit, but at the same time, I find a little bit comforting. You've got the same colour hair.
Weird.
Both got a beard.
Weird.
No, it is. You do look a bit like him.
That's not where it ends. We actually do. I do look a lot like him. So I'll see him in family photos sometimes, and a glance, and I'll go, that looks a bit like me.
Go, hang on. It's really I wasn't weird. Around
I mean, you
then.
Should be ashamed of yourself. Explain yourself. What are you doing? Pervert.
What?
Incest. Dirty, horrible minger.
I don't think it's got anything to do with that. I think it's like a loving thing, actually.
All right, is it? Yeah,
you know what I mean? Or like a keep it in the family thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just want our children to look more like you than they do me.
And they
you?
Do, though. They actually do. Really so, no offence.
It's really fucking annoying.
No, they actually. Do, though.
Yeah, they do. You've done that. You've deliberately picked a partner to mate with. Because let's be honest, that's all I am here. Fucking sperm donor! Haven't I? Yeah. It's like a bloody nature documentary round here. Bloody get you up the duff.
I don't want any more.
Right, yeah, good. Me neither. Thanks. Thanks for asking.
No options.
Oh, I don't know. Do you think we will?
What?
Have any more?
Do you know what it is? I've found the second so much easier than the first time round. Rafe's just slot in. He's no bother.
I forget he's here.
Yeah, exactly.
I know people go, he's no bother. You forget he's here. And you go, oh, that's a funny thing to say. I literally forget that he's here.
Yeah.
To the point of where I hear a noise and I'm like, the fuck was that? Oh, we've got a baby.
Yeah, we've got a new baby. I mean, I don't forget he's here in the middle of the night when he wants feeding. That's...
I think, well, I don't know what you would know about that because you're in a different fucking room because Captain Night Shift here, Chris Ramsey.
That's not a name that's going to stick. So let's stop that.
Captain Night Shift. Admiral Night Shift?
None of them.
Lieutenant Night Shift.
No, Mr. putting the graft in because he broke his ankle.
Right.
1 week in.
Yeah, one week in. 10 days in.
You're just on the back shift for a while.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Captain Twilight. Lieutenant
Whatever.
Twilight.
If you want a name, just fucking give yourself a name.
Look, I'm going to workshop a few different names.
Right.
Make some name badges. I'll get back to you. Is that right?
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah,
good. Happy days. It was a thing you said to me the other day that really made me think, I've always thought I don't ever want a third.
Uh-huh.
But you said a thing to me the other day. While I was holding Rafe, you were like, this is the last time we will have a six-week-old. Mm. Every age he hits, it's the last time we'll have one
That's
of them.
That's a bit
and
sad,
there's a little bit
it?
Of us inside that one.
I know.
Because Robin's he's a fucking bloke now. He's literally a bloke.
Robin has hit the point of, you are no longer a baby, toddler.
Big time.
He's a full-on child.
Yeah. Farts like a bloke.
He poos like a bloke. No, it's disgusting.
So does Rafe.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I would love a front bum one day.
Just had to work away.
To join awful. The team.
Just an awful sentence.
What
just
do you
an
mean?
Awful. I'd love a front bum to join the team. Just an awful sentence. You mean you want a girl
at
some
like
point?
I'd like a girl at some point.
Gee, I've got. Took me by surprise that did. I'd love a front bum at one day. Because it was weird for a moment. I was like, but you've got a front. All right, okay.
I'd love another. I'd love an ally.
Yeah, but you hear about these people and they go, yeah, we'll have a girl next bit. And they keep trying and they end up with a fucking football team of boys.
Yeah, that's true. No, oh, I don't want a girl. That I was never that. I mean, I just think it's nice to have a girl to experience both sexes. But then at the same time, I'm absolutely over the moon that I've got two lovely, beautiful boys. So I'm not living in the world of I'm desperate for a girl. But it would have been nice just because I'm so close with me mum and me sister.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that my brother... Yeah, I know, but you never ring your mum. We've spoke about this before. Right. You never just ring your mum and be like, do you want to go for a cuppa? You never just ask how she is. No, my brother doesn't with me mum either.
Well, cause it's her job to ask how I am. I'm not asking how she is. It's her job.
That's horrible.
How dare she? How wow. I'm joking. I'm joking. I know
that.
It's different for boys. It is, though. We don't like... You and your mum are like mates.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, and I'm... See? And I've had two boys.
Yeah.
Am well, I going to have a mate? Are they going to be my mate?
Let me be my mate.
Why no, can't why? I oh, sorry.
Oh,
do you know what it is?
Oh, I see. Nah. That's, I see this. Listen, I'm an only child. I had no brothers and sisters growing up.
It's not my
and
fault.
I'm not as close to my mum as you are. So let me have this. Let me have my two little mates.
Oh, what? And I just have to put in all the sacrifice and the graft for you
yeah.
to have a couple of friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sad act.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
So there you go. What are you going to do?
Steal me friends, girls.
Oh, God, you would be, yeah.
They'll
people
be best
who've got
friends
daughters,
got girls.
Be like, can I hang around with you too? It's Auntie Rosie.
I've told them already. Yeah. Genuinely, when they were born, I was like, so spa days in the future, you invite me.
Brilliant.
Right?
You've just already third wheeled yourself to the spa days of babies.
I genuinely text them when they were born. It was like, congratulations, so spa days, girls, in
Brilliant.
The future.
Great.
I'm coming.
Got you.
Shopping
like
days.
It. It's nice to have
holidays.
A plan. It's nice to have
hen-dos.
Good.
All of that.
Sounds like I'm going to have some spare time on my hands. What's wrong?
I used to get really annoyed at hen-dos because they were just a bit of a hindrance. But honestly.
Yeah.
I'd give anything for a hen-do.
Seem to go. There's been a lot of that, hasn't there?
Yeah.
Like I said, well, everyone, literally, the amount of emails I've had about one of my sponsors being staying in.
I know.
Everyone's like, wanga! And I'm like, no, you're
know,
right.
Honestly,
you're right.
Why did we
I'm never cancelling plans again when this shit's all over.
I mean, give us a year.
Yeah, factually, I. Yeah, let's don't quote one that.
Yeah. Because... honestly, if this is all back to normal by next Christmas, I can't guarantee that I'll be at all the do's. Can I just can't
Fuck
promise
that,
that.
I will, like.
Will you?
Oh, it's going to be hell on. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be the person who has the baby or the child in the corner of asleep in a chair. And people are going, look at his terrible father. Take that child home. I'll be like, no, look, I've pulled two chairs together. That's like a bed. Same as his bed. He's sleeping on that. We're staying till 6
he's
in the fucking
morning.
He's
got six coats on him. He's fine.
Yeah. Get another coat on. Yeah. If you need your coat, be quiet. Yeah. Go and get your tabs out the pocket. It's
yeah,
all right.
Be fine.
Definitely. Guys, it's our episode 105. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're still hanging in. Hope you're all right out there. I know we've had a bit of good news. We'll talk about that later. Boris has been on. Is he lying? Is he telling the truth? Who fucking knows? Needs his haircut though. Now. Without going
can
further.
We talk about that just really quickly?
Of course we can.
Can we all, as a country, I know the hairdressers are shut, yeah. I know obviously social distancing and all that bullshit,
yeah.
Can we just let Boris get his hair cut? Can we COVID test a hairdresser
yeah.
the day before and let him get his fucking hair cut?
Why don't we put him in like a box, you know, like the beginning of The Simpsons, where Homer's got his two hands in the gloves through like the box.
The lab.
Yeah, at the power plant. And he's
yes.
messing with. Just do, put him in one of them, put the gloves in, the yes. scissors in with him. He hands the scissor to the person with the gloves on and they just quickly fucking just
it's not
give him
good.
A trim.
He's like a
just give
professor.
The lad a trim. Yeah, it's mad.
I can't take, he is the leader of this country.
Yeah.
And I kind of take him seriously.
It's almost like he's got a big brother who's bigger than him and harder than him, right?
Yeah.
And he doesn't respect that he's prime minister at all. And he's like, oh, I'm about to go up and do the briefing. And his brother gets him in a headlock and goes, way, and just nuggies him really quickly. Yeah, you fucking fat toss. I think you're prime minister. Yeah, you're a little fucking wanker. Remember who's your big brother? Get out. And he walks out and he's like, bloody hell. And he's like flustered because his big brother's just had him in a noogie.
Rupert, man.
Yeah, Rupert. That you'd definitely be called Rupert, yeah.
Yeah.
That, to me, is exactly why he looks like that.
So right, okay.
We've solved it.
Right. Well, just let him have hair good.
Guys, it's episode 105. Without going any further, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Lucrative.
This week's sponsor is... babies holding their breath for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
Fucking pack it in.
They love that.
Guys, all the babies out there. All the babies listening.
This is for all the babies
out there. Shout out to my babies out there. Stop doing it. I'm sick of Rafe doing it. Feeding him his bottle.
What do you
he just
mean?
Goes. So he'll go... and he's like, I'm like, fart. And he's like freaking the fuck out. And I'm like, you should have breathed. Stop, stop holding your breath. Stop doing it.
He stares at me, you know.
Yeah.
Honestly, he's so obsessed with us. Just catch him staring at us. Just, I'll be, but then I feel bad because when I feed him, I watch the telly, but then I look down at him and he's like staring at us. And I'm like, do I have to have eye contact with you the whole time?
I know exactly.
Am I a bad man?
I watch it if I'm watching the telly and I look down and he's like, still here, mate. Still here, by the way. What are you doing?
Why are you ignoring us? I feel terrible, so then I look at him for a bit.
Yeah, I do.
And I'm like, I'm missing the telly.
But then he looks away. But he does that thing as well. Sometimes he looks like just above your head.
Mm.
He does it on a night. So when I'm doing the night feed, sometimes I'll be changing him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like behind us.
Oh,
and I'm like, I'm like freaking out that there's something behind us. No, he does. He does that thing where he looks behind you.
Well, children see ghosts.
Shut up, man.
They do.
Shut up.
They do.
You don't know this. How do you know this?
Because I've been a child myself.
Shut the fuck up. I'm not having this. Get the jingle on before I fucking...
Do you remember all of that, them stories when you were a kid?
Yeah.
And there'd be other kids and they'd be like, there's a woman comes and sits at the bottom of my bed.
Oh, God, yeah.
Be like,
yeah.
Is there though?
It's when adults tell me that. It's when adults go, yeah, our son saw a ghost. He was 5. We were staying in an old hotel and he said an old lady came and chatted in one bit. Look, I've got a 5-year-old. I know how much fucking shit they talk. You believe him? Are you crazy? God.
What gets me... This happens a lot on my Instagram. I know this is the intro, sorry, but I have to address this, right?
Yeah.
I have had a child of all ages up to 5, right? Yeah, he's quite switched on. He's a clever little kid, right?
He is, yeah.
People message me or comment on stuff. It happens all the time on Instagram and they go, my 2-year-old just watched this video and said, and they'll put in what they've said. And I'm like, they didn't.
Yeah.
They haven't said that.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going
on. No 2-year-old or 3-year-old. Would ever come out with that.
Yeah.
And that annoys us, actually. Because I just think, why are you lying?
Yeah.
Why are you lying for?
Why are you writing your 2-year-old's material?
But honestly, it doesn't happen.
Nah. Like what? That's an example.
Oh, I don't know. My 2-year-old just said, oh, isn't that hilarious, Mummy? I would love one of that. No, they didn't. I don't know. That's a bad example. I can't think of an example off the top of my head, but you're just like, that didn't happen.
My 2-year-old just said, that didn't look like they were keeping their distance in that video. We should report them, Mummy.
It is. That's more along the lines of it, actually. And you go, that never happened.
Well, you know, it's a sign of the times, isn't it? Sign of the times. Get this jingle on and let's fucking crack on.
Here's the jingle.
Bang.
My 2-year-old just said.
My 2-year-old just said, this intro's a bit long.
Put the jingle on.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to Shagmire Annoyed.
Hi.
Lovely to have you. Hope you're all okay and keeping well.
Keeping well.
At the minute.
Yeah.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, what's that feeling? What's that feeling in your tummy? Is it indigestion? It's more hope. Oh, we haven't felt this since they announced the vaccine. What's going to happen?
We'll see. I mean, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we can stick to it and get back to some sort of normality. And genuinely, just hope everyone's all right. It's been a really hard year. And if you're feeling down, if you're feeling a bit confused, if you're feeling a bit anxious. But
it's
then,
all right. It's all right to feel
it's
all of
fine,
them things.
But weirdly, happy at the same time. I'm really at a really happy point in my life.
Yeah.
Got a lovely new baby.
Sorry, are you about to say that you quite enjoy lockdown?
No.
I'm going to burn this house down.
No.
Right,
no.
Good.
I
right.
loathe
Sorry.
Lockdown.
I'll sit back down.
A double L lockdown.
I stood up there.
Yeah.
So I know what you mean. You've got to try and focus on the good things. So if you've got some good things out there, try and focus on them. We just hope you're all right. We'll hope you're having a laugh and we're just trying to do the same.
Yeah.
You know, highlighted by, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
Me neither.
Absolutely
cool.
Nothing.
Okay, let's crack on.
So, we thought this week we're not going to talk about random shite and we're just going to crack on because we've got some amazing questions.
Got some fantastic questions.
Because we have a lovely lady who now sifts through all of the emails and
so
picks
good.
Out absolute gems. We finally handed it over, haven't we?
Yeah, we had to.
It was the bait, it was Rafe, tipped us over the edge.
Yeah, not that we were getting any hate. Not that, if anything, it was more there was just random emails saying, oh, you know, keep up the good work.
It was them blackhead adverts that tipped me over the edge.
What do you mean?
Do you remember when I just got loads of messages asking if I wanted to...
Oh, yeah. Every time I went through the emails, it was people wanting to do collaborations with you on Instagram. And I was like, I'm fucking sick of this. Like, I was like, not only do I have to be in the house when you're flogging any old shite to people down the internet.
I'll have you know.
Right.
Yeah. I do not flog any old shite.
Oh, you man, you're selling your
I
soul.
I really don't.
Sell out.
Right, really.
I'm joking. You've actually kept a roof over our heads. Not saying that again. First time I've said it, not saying it again.
Right. You're welcome. I'm glad I'm finally.
Didn't say thank you. However, we've got some awesome questions coming up and we haven't really been up to much. So we hope you're all right. Keep continuing to like, rate and subscribe. Rosie's very angry about something I did this week, so she can't wait to get to the beef sections. Mm-hmm. But first, it's the return of...
Oh, hang on.
Oh God, she hasn't even got it fucking ready. She hasn't even got it ready.
Right, no, I have now. Shut up. Right. I'm doing it live.
She's doing it live.
I haven't got my phone over
there. She's got a, again, she's got a laptop but on her shoulder like a violin.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Well, this is how you know that we're a couple working together and with a new baby because Rafe and Robin are at my mum's, but we have to have our phone on airplane mode
when
we do the podcast. So my phone is at the other side of the room on just in case anything happens. So I can't have my phone next to us. And that's got all my stuff on, Chris.
It's got all your content.
It's got all, content.
Got all your edited jingles and contents. Yeah,
it's got
all
my jingles, my jingle jangles are on
it. Beds. Yeah,
me
yeah,
beds.
Good.
Oh, do you know that? That's radio terminology.
I've been in a radio thing, So I've
been in a radio thing.
Genuinely, right? I'll tell you about a time I made a fool of myself.
Right.
So obviously, for those who don't know, if you hear people talking on, if you hear like Greg James or whatever, anyone on a big radio station
talking.
But
the radio hosts are available.
Yeah, but I like Greg. Nick Grimshaw as well. I like them both. They're my favourites. Yes. If they're talking away and they've got music behind them just pittering away, that's called a bed, right? Now, I learned that the hard way. So when I first started stand-up, Russell Kane, a friend of mine, Russell Kane, had... He had a show on Q Radio or something,
right.
And I'd literally just started and I was supporting him. He said, do you want to come and get interviewed on my radio show? And I was like, oh, that's amazing. And as I was going in, bless him, he was so nice, he was so helpful, right?
I know what you're going to say.
As I was going in, he went, right, I've told them that you did radio at uni, right? And that you're an upcoming comic and that you do, you know, like you know loads about radio and you're really good. So if you just do a really good interview here and just, you know, we'll have a really good laugh, they might end up either letting you cover my show when I'm not doing it or like giving you your own show. Mm. So he was so supportive for new comics. He supported me. I supported him. Carl Hutchins supported him. Ian Sterling. Rob Beckett. Shout out Russell Kane. He did help everyone a lot, right?
Yeah.
So he said that to us. He went, I've told them all you know your stuff and that's all. Come on, they might give you a show. And I went in and literally they said... The lady producing it went, right, I've got the beds ready. And I went, beds, and we're lying down, beds. Where are the beds? We're not doing seats. And he fucking looked at us and his eyes, he was like, you stupid fucking prick. And she went, no, that's the music that goes underneath. And she like looked at Russell and Russell looked at the floor and I was like, yeah, I didn't do radio at uni.
You moron.
Never did it again. I was never on that radio show again.
No, I'm not surprised.
We're lying down. Yeah. I hate myself.
I'd have hated you more then as well because you're a pain in the ass.
That's nice.
No, but you know, I can hear you. You would have said exactly that.
Really loud as well.
Yeah, really loud and obnoxiously.
Really loud and obnoxiously. Yeah.
Anyway, here's Rosie Mystery. Feel free to join in. Not at home. I meant Chris. But you can at home as
okay,
well.
Okay.
Right, I meant you. Okay. Here we go. It's time for Rosie's Mysteries. We're in the middle of lockdown.
Lockdown.
It's utter fucking shit. But you know what?
What?
It's time for Rosie's Mysteries, bitch.
Didn't like that. Anticlimactic.
Should have thought this through, shouldn't I?
Shouldn't I?
Should we leave this on for the full 5 minutes?
Definitely not. Get it off now.
Okay,
now.
I'm going to turn it off. Let's see if this works.
No, I didn't. You didn't want a big ending there. Just ended abruptly and shit. That was shocking. Good fucking God.
I like it.
Oh, God. Come on then. I'm really excited for Rosie's Mystery.
Because
I haven't had one for... I think this is the first of 21.
This might be
the first Rosie's Mystery of 2021.
Okay.
Because you've been lazy, you know, not going through the emails, not doing your mysteries.
Well,
very lazy.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
I was really naive.
Yeah.
I know we've said Rafe, he's no bother.
Yeah.
But still... We've got a baby.
It's the time that they take up.
Yeah. You can't get anything done. And then with homeschooling Robin, I have not got time to... Do you want to fucking swallow off air, Christopher?
What?
You are
Was
horrific.
I swallowing? Could you hear me swallowing?
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, I could.
Shall I hold my breath? Right. Come on then. I'm excited for Rosie's Mystery. That was me wetting me whistle.
Right. Anyway, all I'm saying
is... just say I was drinking out my Shad Marino water bottle as well.
I know you are. Very on brand. All I'm saying is, we're back doing the podcast. That's me level right now. Right. I can't do anything else.
Just the podcast.
Yeah, my maternity leave was non-existent.
I'm
knackered, Chris.
Yeah, got you.
Knackered.
Did me breaking my ankle 10 days into your maternity leave, did that help or hinder?
Absolutely hindered my whole life.
Just checking.
Still is. Fuck you.
Good.
Right. Here we go. Now, I don't want to give away the first bit because this has got something to do with what we're talking. The mystery has something to do with what we talked about last week.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay. Okay.
So it's like a take on...
Topical mystery.
Anyway.
Topical mystery.
Okay. Dear Rosie, Chris and the Baines.
Right. They're not listening, but okay.
Now, something that we talked about last week has reminded this girl
of a thing,
a story of her poor old granddad's dog, Amber.
Oh, God.
Who sadly passed away now. But this story always has them howling with laughter whenever it's brought up.
Got
so
you.
Here it goes. Amber was an old dog for as long as I can remember.
She never looked young, that dog. Honestly, always looked rough.
There is some dogs like that, though, isn't there?
I know what you mean. Someone who's
been young and
like
spraggy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Someone's just lazy little bastard.
Some dogs are little old souls. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they are.
I'm often the way I'm jealous of people who've got kids who are really chilled. I'm often jealous of people who just got a dog that's basically like a cat.
Who want to find a sunspot?
Yeah, just sleeps in that and doesn't give a shit. Yeah. I think you've jackied it there. Yeah, you've jackied it.
I have no idea what breed she was.
Got you.
There's not that many breeds of dogs.
There's fucking loads, you lunatic. Yes, and then there's crossbreeds as well. There's loads of breeds of dogs.
There's not that many, though.
There's fucking loads.
There's main ones, though.
But yeah.
No, I'm not being funny. You can cover... There's main breeds of
what
dogs.
What do you mean, man?
We live in England, right? What you got? Cocker Spaniel, blooming Jack Russells, Golden Retrievers, Labradors, Poodles, Shih Tzus. Cockatoos.
Cockatoos!
No, that's a bird. Do you know what I mean, though?
Right, okay.
There's
not that many
Dalmatians. I don't like dogs, and I know all the names of the dogs.
Yeah, you don't like dogs, and you've just named about fucking 9 off the belt, and you've left loads out. St. Bernards, Rottweiler, Doberman.
Yeah. But we as humans know all of the names of these dogs. If somebody you knew had a dog, you'd know. Your granda has a dog.
Right.
You know what breed the dog is.
Right. So why are you getting so angry?
Because what a stupid girl.
What do you mean? Because she doesn't know it.
No, Amber, the dog that sad my granddad's dog that we all loved so much sadly passed away. What was she? Don't know. Right. Well, you don't love her. You never loved that dog.
Right, I understand. I thought you were angry because she was saying to us she doesn't know what breed it is. But you're angry that she didn't know the breed. Right,
yes.
I get it. Right, yeah, that's totally valid. Sorry, I thought you were like, well, I should tell me, I don't care about the breed. You're like, literally, invest in that dog.
Absolutely.
Doesn't know the breed.
I'm sorry. Okay. Know what breed your granddad's dog
was.
All right,
yes. Okay.
How many dogs do you know? Right. That's like saying...
How many dogs do you know?
No, but that's like saying, I've got a cousin. What's the name? Don't know.
Well, did we talk about this in the podcast? Didn't you ever go at me the idea because I didn't know my nana and granda's names?
I mean, that's the most... Yes, I think we did talk about it and I still cannot get my head around the fact that you did not know your grandparents' names.
Didn't know the first names. Didn't know the first names.
That's awful.
Bad, isn't it? I didn't
Shocking.
Know. So, hey, if who do you think you are listening, you don't have to do much research if you want me on the show. One generation back, didn't even know the fuckers.
Honestly, Chris's jaw will drop when he finds out what they did and what the names are. Really? Wow. And that's my dad's dad. Can't believe that.
Hey, it's so long ago, isn't it? Barely think of it. Hey, you can't believe this happened.
That's disgusting, Chris. That is disgusting.
I'm bad. Like, it's bad. It is bad.
I know my best friend's grandparents' names.
Well, that's just... You're just nosy. You're fucking nosy.
No, because I take the time to invest. Yeah. This fucker doesn't even know our granddad's...
Dog breed.
Anyway, it says here... I have no idea what breed she was, but her fur was short and curly and the colour of amber, hence the name.
Brilliant. Do you know what that is? This is the version... This is a dog version of, oh, so a lovely car today. What kind of car? It was red.
Yeah.
What kind of car, though? What make? Don't know.
It
was red, though. Fucking shut up. Like, yeah.
She spent most of her days sleeping.
Love her. I love this dog. I don't even know what breed
she is,
but
lovely,
I love her.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
One day, my granddad is on the phone to us. He's really worried about her. She's got some sort of growth/tumour on her side. Oh. As cancer is common in old dogs, we feared the worst for poor Amber. Oh. Yeah. My worried granddad took her to the vet and explained everything. The vet examined the growth on Amber. The room was tense as he waited the results. The vet eventually looked at my granddad in the eye and said with a straight face, "This isn't a tumour. This is a..." Dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
this is where you have to guess. This is the mystery
segment. Oh, right. Okay. I genuinely forgot what doing a Rosie's mystery there.
Yeah.
I got sidetracked.
It's not a tumour.
It's not a tumour.
This
is a... He's stroking the dog. The granddad's felt the dog's lump, mm-hmm. so it's got to be something. You know, it's not just like a sandwich that he's dropped and it's
He's seen something.
Something on the
that
side
that looks out of place on the dog, and he's worried.
It's a hat on.
Mm.
It's not a dick, is it? It's a boy.
No.
I feel like if it was a tick or something like
it's
that.
A bit small.
But this wouldn't be a Rosie's Mystery if it was just something like that.
No.
I've got no fucking idea. Right. Is it like a lolly or I bet it's like a Werther's Original or something stuck in its fur.
Would you like to know?
I'm going with that. I'm going with Werther's Original. I'm going
Look
ageist.
At you. You are
I'm
so
going,
ageist.
I'm going ageist and I'm going Werther's Original stuck in its fur because that's what old men do.
Wow. They do though. They're so stout. Like my granddad used to have black bullets in his car.
You're joking, aren't you? You've got them.
I love Werther's Originals and Sucky Sweets.
Ugh,
anyway.
So,
the vet eventually looked my granddad in the eye and said with a straight face, this isn't a tumour, this is a Jaffa cake.
Do I get half a point?
Sort of.
I've got to get half a point.
Yeah, annoyingly,
can
yes.
I just say, never ever has a happy ending been so happy to a story.
Yeah, true.
On this dog, it's not a tumour. Here's your happy ending and here's a hilarious, it's a Jaffa.
Yeah.
How the fuck did he not know?
Well, it turns out that Sleepy Amber had fallen asleep on top of a Jaffa cake and the chocolate side had melted into her fur.
He took another van. They've been sitting in the waiting room.
Well,
they've been in the waiting room, the vet, and people have been looking, going, "It's fucking Jaffa cake on that dog."
You smell orange. Not just me.
How long did it take the vet? How long did it take the vet to realise?
Like,
it must have been instant.
Did they say they did tests? Because I'm no.
Can't be. It must have been instantaneous.
Yeah.
Like, don't shut the door.
Like, the vet examined the growth.
The growth. Don't sit down. It's a fucking Jaffa cake, you mad bug. Don't sit down.
I can see it from a mile off. You're my third one the day.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Don't know if you can just look at my back as well. I've got a bit of eczema. It's a little slice of pizza. It's a slice of pizza. Can you get out? Fucking run the Hoover around your house, will you? I prescribe you a day of cleaning, you dirty Jaffa cake floored fucker. Fucking Jaffa cake. Poor dog. Dogs hate going to the vets as well. That poor dog sitting there going, oh shit, I'm in the vet. I hate it here.
Does this give us any inkling into what breed that Amber was?
Oh, it's same colour as a Jaffa cake.
Right. Well, that doesn't help. They're all
different
colours.
Must have been short hair.
Right.
So it must have been short, really short hair.
But I was thinking it would be long hair because the Jaffa cake, you know.
No, but it would hang, if it was long hair, it would like, if you pulled the Jaffa cake, the hair would stand up.
Right, okay.
So it must have been short. So if you imagine like a boxer dog.
Yeah.
With the really short, lovely hair that's almost velvety that they've got, like, you know, like suede.
Yeah, yeah.
You properly melted a Jaffa cake that was exactly the same colour onto that, you would think, oh, that is a big
dry lump.
Yeah. Dirty sod.
Bloody love Jaffa cakes, you know. Would you have ate that Jaffa cake off the dog?
You would have ate it, wouldn't you? Probably. That's a chilled out dog to lie on a Jaffa cake and not eat the Jaffa cake.
That says to me that dog gets a lot of Jaffa cakes.
Or just doesn't like Jaffa cakes.
Jesus not Christ. Everybody does.
Wow. Other biscuits to melt onto your dog's skin are available. Don't say it's not a biscuit or a cake. I don't care about that. I'm sick of people saying Jaffa cakes, biscuits or cakes. I tell you what they are. They're fucking disgusting. Get them in the sea. Get them in the sea. Disgusting.
You don't like Jaffa cakes?
Are you joking me? I hate everything orange, apart from oranges.
You've ate Jaffa cakes.
I have never. Don't you?
You flipping
How
off.
Dare you? I've never eaten a Jaffa cake.
What?
I've never. I had one at school once.
Oh, you have?
Well, you... Dickhead. Liar. Not when you've known. You know when you can get the little Jaffa cake minis in the little
things? Loved them.
A mate of mine at school was like, oh yeah, Jaffa cake. And I bit it and I was like, that's the worst thing. The chocolate's disgusting. It's like dark chocolate. Horrible.
I love Jaffa
that
cakes.
Orange thing in the middle. And it's like, it's not even a biscuit. It's like a manky, spongy bit of shit. Get them in the sea. Room 101, Jaffa cakes.
You need to have a word with yourself.
Chocolate orange can fuck off and all while we're here. Yeah. You've got a Terry's chocolate orange in the fridge. I know. I didn't realise how much there was. They're fucking dense. You can put a window out with that.
Beautiful.
You went, go and get me two bits. And I was like, that'll be all of it then. There's about 40 bits on
one. Oh, they're amazing. You give them a quick whack on the table. Crazy. And they come apart. They're like a work of art. No, to be honest,
it's got orange. Get your fruit out of my chocolate. I've said it before. Get your fruit out of my chocolate. Get it off my dessert plate. Get it out of my face. If I want a bit of fruit, I go and have a bit of fruit. Get it out of my chocolate.
No, I don't mind it, mate. It's when I'm older.
Get your mint out of my chocolate as well.
No, don't.
Yeah, get your mint out of my chocolate.
You're kidding me.
And get your mint off my Sunday
fries,
dinner.
Fries, chocolate, mint, cream. Oh,
Get it in the sea. Get your mint off my Sunday dinner. I can't sit next to you when you're putting mint jelly on your food.
That's been a beef, hasn't it?
Disgusting. I don't know. Mint.
Should be.
Get off. Oh, do you want this bar chocolate? I let us just brush my teeth first so it tastes like fucking shit. Exactly what mint chocolate is.
No. Do you never have an after eight?
Don't like them.
What the fuck?
They're horrible. What is it? It's literally toothpaste inside a chocolate.
It's not. It's
dark
delicious.
Chocolate as well.
I love dark chocolate.
So, nah, it goes against it being sweet. It goes against the whole thing.
I'm not having this.
Nah.
Right, let's stop. Okay. I'm saying Amber was a Border Terrier.
Right, okay then.
A cream one. Can you get cream ones?
Can you get cream ones?
Can you ask for one of them? Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef, you little arsehole?
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Sorry, was that aggressive?
Really loud as well. Sorry to everyone listening. Sorry there, but oh, goodness me.
Sorry about that.
You literally have been banging on about this beef all week to me, so let's hear it. Go on, let's hear it.
Oh, so Christopher, yes, this is a very serious beef.
What's your beef?
You're going to turn this round, but I'm seriously, genuinely annoyed that you did this. But I know you're going to turn it on us. And you're going to try.
Just because I'm a wordsmith.
Right. So, my beef with you this week is, obviously, you broke your ankle a few weeks ago. The week after Rafe was born. Yeah. Very, very inconsiderate on the whole family.
Didn't do it
during lockdown.
Yeah.
Cunt. Right. Sorry. Wow. Sorry, Mum. Sorry, Nana. Jesus. Not sorry, Dad. Because, like we said, don't listen. And your mum and dad don't listen either.
Yeah.
We're not bitter.
Fuck yous all.
Fuck yous. Anyway, so, you've got a broken ankle. You've still got your boot on.
Yeah. I put my boot on outside the house now. Don't put it on inside the house.
You have been telling me that you can't do certain things.
Yeah.
You've been getting very frustrated around the house. Can't do this, can't do that. You've cried a little bit. Let's be honest. You've shed a few tears.
I'm not scared to say it.
No.
It was an accumulation of everything, but yeah.
Tell everyone what you did yesterday. What did you do yesterday on your broken ankle?
Yesterday, I,
mm-hmm.
for charity.
No, take that bit out.
For charity.
No.
Yesterday, I walked.
How long?
How far? 2 miles.
Outside. 2 miles?
2 miles.
You told me it was a mile.
We did two because I felt good.
You can shut the fuck up.
What?
I'm sorry. Charity or no charity?
It was for Red Nose Day.
Chris, you have been hobbling round this house.
Right.
trying to get sympathy from me, and I've been giving you
to no avail. Bollocks?
I have. How many cups of tea have I made for you recently? Yeah. Too many, actually.
You're actually getting better at them. You've made that many.
Exactly.
Been in practice.
Yeah. And I never wanted that to happen. Trust me.
I never wanted to be good at making tea for you.
No, because then people expect a cup of tea all the time. Yeah. You walked 2 miles on that foot in that boot.
I did.
You twat.
I know I probably shouldn't have. I know my physio will probably tell us off when he hears this, but it was Red Nose Day. Red Nose Day, Comic Relief got in touch, said, there's a guy called Billy Monges, who was a racing driver, 17-year-old, big shout out to the lad, lost both his legs, and then he's doing this massive triathlon thing. And they said, look, he's going to be walking, doing a bit of his walking in Newcastle. Will you meet him at the Angel of the North? Because that's where we all hang out up here.
Yeah.
And will you walk with him for a bit? So I did. I walked with him. So
see, that's when it gets really hard because, you know.
You can't be annoyed
at that. You can't really be annoyed at that.
I picked it very, very carefully, Rosie. I didn't just go for a 2 mile walk because I'm a maniac. I picked a charity thing so you couldn't really specifically get annoyed because I'm very clever.
Do you understand why I was a little bit.
Yeah.
Annoyed.
Well, the worst bit is I did agree to it about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. You said yes to it a while ago, which I said, Chris.
I did.
I understand. I think it's great. I think he's amazing. When we found out about it, we've looked into it and he's fantastic and can't wait for you all to see it. But obviously, I was a little bit like, you've broke your ankle. Should you be going for a mile? Now you've gone 2 miles.
Well, you know.
2 mile walk.
Do you know what the weirdest bit was? They kept asking us, the producers and stuff were like, are you going to be okay on your ankle? I was like, the lads, he's a double amputee. I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Like, stop. As we were walking, man, they were going, are you okay, Chris? I was going, will you stop are fucking you asking us, you nutcases? This lad. He was amazing.
Oh, was he? Tell us.
He was such a, what a kid, man.
Yeah.
Such a lovely kid. 17 when he lost both his legs. I don't want to give it too much away because he explains it. I ask him a question when we're walking together and he blew me mind. Mm. It blew me mind. But the resilience,
yeah.
I would have checked out. I would have completely checked out the resilience. And brilliant.
Did it make, I know, gosh, this is going to sound terrible. Did it make you feel better about your
It made me feel worse. It made me feel worse about the way I reacted when I broke my ankle.
Good.
It made us feel
really
pathetic.
Actually, you know what? I'm glad you went. I'm glad. There you are. There's your come up.
He made us feel pathetic. Yeah, he's brilliant. It's a cliche to throw around the word like inspiration. Whenever you see people on the telly going, I'm inspired. You know, their job isn't to inspire us, but he really did make us feel pathetic for the times in the past when I haven't had motivation. What a kid, man. You'll see it on telly. It'll be on soon on BBC One.
Yeah.
It was great. The best bit was someone fell over, one of the cameramen, because we're walking on the street and they're all, this whole camera crew are walking behind. Mm-hmm. Well, social distance, don't worry. They're all walking. Mm. They actually, they're isolated for 10 days, the whole crew, so they work together.
Cool.
Yeah. So they're all walking backwards with the cameras and at one point one of the photographers fell over and literally Billy went, "Way!" And I was like, fucking get in, son. Get in. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to watching that.
So yeah. But yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it on here, but you're angry that I did it today, I tell you.
I'm angry that you said yes to it 3 weeks ago when you were still Mr. I can't get up and feed Rafe and you are still hobbling around the bedroom making loads of noise.
Am I making up for it now? Am I doing all the night feeds?
You're doing the night feeds. Yeah. Have we spoke about why you're doing the night feeds?
Yeah, we spoke about last week. Yeah. So I can sleep the full day
so
away.
So you can sleep your day away.
Yeah. So I get the. I just need to get a March the 8th quicker so that I know my son's back at school feel sad.
Honestly, I think it's quite nice for us to have time apart.
You know what it is? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Like I say, Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2 being watched in order. Beverly Hills Cop 3, it's on the recorder. I'm ready for it.
Great.
It's now time for my beef.
What's your beef?
My beef with you. I noticed this yesterday. I've noticed it a few times and it really solidified in my brain yesterday. You.
Yes.
Every time I leave the house.
Not often enough, in my opinion.
Brilliant. Every time I leave the house, you tell us to take my key. If I come back and I don't have my key, you're very annoyed about it. It's been your beef 1 week, I think.
You still do it all the time.
Sometimes I just genuinely forget my key. It's what I do. Right? If I know you're in, I know you're there to answer the door. Right?
Well, one day I'm not going to be here, Chris.
Is that a threat?
No, it's a promise. Oh, do you remember when Twat used to say that at school? Yeah. Is that a threat? No, it's a promise.
You're talking to me, I'll chew on a brick, because either way you're going to lose some teeth.
Oh, yeah.
So, right, I realised this yesterday. You go out and you take your key with you.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time without fail, you always take your key. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the back door key, whether it's the front door key, whatever. Mm-hmm. However, you might as well not take your key because when you come back from wherever you've been, regardless of where you've been, 5 minutes prior to your arrival, I'll get a phone call and a list of things to do to roll out the red carpet, the welcoming committee. Chris, just let you know, I'm 5 minutes away. Can you get the nyeh, and can you put the nyeh, and can you get us a nyeh? It's literally like, you know, when they return from fucking shooting in Downton Abbey and all of them have to line up outside, and it's literally like that. It's, I don't know who the fuck you think you are sometimes. Right. Honestly.
Well,
sick of it.
What do I ask for?
Oh, just fucking
yeah, I don't
all
think
kinds
I do
of
this.
Stuff. Can you put the oven on? And can you get us out? And I'm coming back. And can you come out and help with the shopping? And can you get rummage? Just fucking come home and do that when you get back.
You have never
in the whole time
what,
we've been together.
Man, what?
In the whole time we've been together, you have never left and then just came back in.
Yes,
and I've
have.
Been like, oh, that's her back. Never.
Yes, I have.
Never. I get a phone call and a list of shit to do.
Oh, whatever.
Get the carpet out. Put the blinds open. Put the flag at half mast. I'm returning.
This is not true.
Get all the footmen out. Get the footmen outside to queue up and wait for us.
Yeah, I've just man. Thought I've got loads to do.
No.
And I just want a little helping hand.
Sound like
so I'm not being funny.
Do.
You don't understand how ovens work.
You have to. Yes, I do.
He don't.
I've never been so insulted in all my life. What do you mean I don't know how ovens work?
Okay, well, you don't understand. Right, let's put it this way. You don't understand how to run a household and how timings of the household work, right? If I know I'm coming home, I'd like the oven on so that it can preheat, so that I can put the tea in straight away, so that we've not got to wait an extra, like, 10 minutes for the oven to heat up before I put the food in. Wow. Okay, that's all I'm asking for. Okay. And sometimes if I ask for the bath just to be started, because I'd just like to get a head start on my bath.
I asked you once to run me a bath and you went fucking ballistic. I'm sure it was one of your beefs
no,
once.
Yeah. Nah.
So can we just go back to the fact that you just told the nation that I don't understand how ovens work and then explained what preheating an oven is, which I know there's a light that tells you what to do. I can't take that back. Take that back. That
do
I
you remember the other
work.
Day when I went out and I'd put a chicken in and I ended up going to my mum's because I felt depressed and I wanted to see my mum. We had a bit of a fight.
Yeah.
And you were, Mr. What do I do with all of this stuff? And you didn't have a clue. You didn't have a clue how to cook your chicken. You didn't know how to put broccoli on. You didn't know how to do... You just didn't know how to do anything.
Rosie,
I just thought,
Rosie,
how does this man get through life?
There's a difference between not knowing and not wanting to.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. You half started a dinner and you're pissed off out. And I don't want to sound like a chauvinist pig here, but come on.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but you do sound like a chauvinist
pig. No, because you can't hide behind sexism. You can't hide behind sexism because you put the oven on and put the chicken and then went, I'm going out. And I was like, well, what the fuck? I didn't even fucking want a chicken.
I was going out a date that day. All I wanted to do was take that out of the oven. Here's something, right? This is a little bit off whatever, but let's have a fight.
Always.
I was watching a programme yesterday, okay? And there was a man cooking dinner.
Right.
I got a bit sad.
Why?
Because you can't cook. You never, ever cook for me.
Don't you dare. I make spaghetti bolognese now and then.
You've made it probably about 6 times in my whole relationship.
You're a better cook. I don't know what to say.
I know, but I just would really like to have food made for me.
Right. Listen.
We're not going to restaurants at the minute. That was me one
I'll
thing.
I'll sort out dinner tonight, right?
What are you going to make?
We're getting a curry from
Great.
But look, I'll take it out of the cartons. I promise.
I can't even eat a curry. It's too hard.
Too hard.
My jaw's still knackered.
Everyone at jaw's still knackered.
There's not enough soft foods in the world. Everything that I eat is hard in life.
Listen, we've got a blender. I'll blend up that tikka masala for you like no one's business tonight.
Oh.
Bit of rice, bit of onion bhaji, bit of naan bread, tikka masala.
The worst soup
curry
I've ever heard of. Oh, nah.
Yeah, no, not soup. You're not drinking it with a spoon. It's got to be in a mug. I'll put it in a teacup for you.
Would it be hot?
No, I'm going to let it cool down.
Right. Sounds disgusting. But I would. I would.
Okay,
desperate
then.
Times, desperate measures.
There you go. There you go.
I'll look at stuff on the menu.
Yeah. Hello, Coraline Tandoori. Hello. Can you tell us all of your soft stuff on the menu, please? Hello? Hello, are you there? Shout out to Coraline Tandoori, by the way. Big
oh,
up.
Yeah, lush.
Big up. Babadoo, 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 babadoo. It's time for questions from the public.
From the public. Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please send us your office polls, your stories, your dilemmas, your arguments, your beefs, whatever you want. We'll love to hear from you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Starting off here. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I'm listening to episode 104 when you talk about the lady who eats beans and pasta. This made me think about the spag bol my husband makes me cook him. And I just wanted to get your opinion on its contents.
Mm.
Now to set the scene a little, my husband has been a fussy eater since I have known him, brackets 15 years. with him only eating meals with either baked beans, ketchup or gravy, and only eating peas, carrots and mashed swede as his vegetables of choice. I think that's quite varied, to be fair.
No, it's not really.
Okay.
There's a lot of vegetables. That's like Robin. Robin eats like 5 vegetables.
Yeah, fair enough. Over the years, I've tried to introduce him to other foods, brackets with little luck, but will now enjoy sweet potato and tomato-based pasta sauces, brackets, but I have to sieve them to get rid of the onions / peppers.
And this is a grown man?
He's 30 years old, by the way.
Oh, gosh.
And has passed, this is going to annoy you, and has passed his weird eating habits down to our 4-year-old son.
Oh, see? Nope.
Listen to this, but listen. Listen to this spaghetti bolognese. Anyone listening with any kind of Italian heritage, stop listening now. You're going to be fucking furious.
So this is his spaghetti. He makes this.
When I first got shown by his mum how he likes his spag bol, he's a spoiled little fucker, this bloke.
Okay.
Get me mum round to show you how I like me paschetti. Fucking loser. I was mortified and I couldn't believe someone would eat this. Anyway, the ingredients are...
Okay, right.
Beef mince.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Baked beans. Tomato ketchup. Gravy.
Fuck off.
Worcester sauce. Spaghetti. That's what he has.
That's not spaghetti bolognese.
It's a fucking mess is what that is.
That's beef with horrible ingredients. That's awful.
That's just the worst. Beef, baked beans, tomato ketchup, gravy.
Gravy?
A splash of Worcester sauce. All mixed in.
The Worcester sauce is pathetic. Don't do it. Really? A splash of Worcester sauce. Exotic.
Get me Liam Perrins in there. You know, you got to have it, haven't you? So they'll get
any
the
salt
beef.
And peppers? Any
so they
salt
must
peppers?
Brown the beef mince, right? They must just brown it on its own. High baked beans in. High some load of tomato ketchup in. A load of gravy. You have to imagine Bisto gravy that they just made. High that in. Bit of Worcester sauce and then high.
No garlic, no onions, no peppers, nothing like that.
That's fucking disgusting.
Horrible, that, like.
That is one of the worst. That sounds like something you give a dog.
Yeah.
That is one of the worst things.
They'll think that that's really nice.
Well, no, she doesn't. She's mortified, but he eats it because he's pathetic. Hey, mate, if you're listening, sort your fucking palate out, will you?
Horrific.
And I've never had to say that to someone. Jesus.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. So, my little story for you could technically be a Rosie's mystery,
okay,
or it could just be a question from the public. You're the professional, so you decide.
Professionals is a strong word.
Very, very strong word.
Joking, aren't you?
I've just put it as a cue from the pew.
Okie cokie.
Okay. So, about 5 years ago now, when I was 18 and a bit of a slag.
Got you.
I spotted this one lad working behind the till in my local supermarket one day. Just an FYI, I live in a very small village.
Got you.
Lovely looking lad, I thought. Would shag. There's a comma. Lovely looking lad, I thought. Comma. Would shag.
Honestly, as a man, I love hearing stuff like that from women. It's really refreshing.
Yeah, it's
I love
great.
That. Lovely looking. Would shag.
Tick.
It's like a review. Would shag. Would recommend to a friend. 3 stars. Some funny bits.
Class. A couple of evenings later, I was down the local with my mate and he was there. Ooh. I was buzzing. We chatted, flirted and just had a genuinely nice time.
Good, good.
Anyway, as the pub was in walking distance from our houses,
got you.
He decided to walk me home at the end of the night. On the way back, we were chatting and he invited me to what I thought was his granddad's house for a cheeky nightcap.
Right.
So, being the slaggy experimental teenager I was, I agreed. Well, 18, not really a teenager.
Yeah.
I was under the impression the granddad was not there. Just thought I'd add that. This isn't going in the direction of threesome with geriatric, but Brilliant. That would have made a cracking email subject for you guys, wouldn't it?
I mean, yeah, we'd have absolutely loved that straight away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At this point in life, I was partial to a bit of the old Mary Jane. Do you know what that is?
Weed.
I didn't know that. Why is it called that?
I don't know.
Anyway, so we had a quick joint in the shed before entering the house. What?
This is just one of the scummiest stories. I saw him in the supermarket. I thought, would shag. Saw him in my local, thought, walk us home. Do you want to come to my granddad's shed for a joint? Yeah. Fuck's sake.
Honestly, if there was ever a film of my life...
just at the wedding, ding, 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 speech. And when I had that joint in your granddad's shed, I thought, this is the man I'll spend the rest of my life with. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, don't, honestly.
Joint in your granddad's shed. Joint in your granddad's shed.
Right, well, they've had a joint before entering the house.
Great.
So we go into the living room and we have sexy time on the sofa.
Great.
After we finished, it actually hit me how high I was. We were just chilling on the sofa and farts were rolling out of my arsehole like pebbles.
My God! What the rolling out of my arsehole like pebbles.
Like pebbles.
Incredible wordplay. Love that.
Very nice.
Absolutely fantastic. You're painting the picture.
Yeah.
Why is she openly... I mean, I'm not being sexist. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think if a man did it as well, it would be disgusting. Why is she openly farting all over someone's granddad's couch?
Just... Well, it says here, this often happened if I mixed weed and alcohol.
Brilliant.
Fuck knows why.
Brilliant.
It's just part and parcel of it.
Brilliant.
You know what I mean?
I mean...
The next weekend, I was getting ready for a night out with my best mate and a girl that she was friends with, but I didn't know very well. Hmm. I was telling them how I'd got lucky the weekend before with that lad from the supermarket.
Yeah.
The girl I didn't know very well quickly put two and two together and figured out who it was. Like I said, very small village. Mm. She said to me, "Do you realise that that's my cousin's boyfriend?" To which I said, "Obviously fucking not."
Wow.
She asked where we were. So I said, "His granddad's," and I said the location. She then said, "That's his girlfriend's granddad's house and he would have been asleep upstairs."
That one, it's terrible for one reason because obviously it's cheating and stuff.
Yeah.
It's terrible for another reason because it's that house. But if you are fully into someone's in a relationship with someone, massively committed, if you've got regular access to their granddad's house and shed.
I know.
That's not, we've been going out a couple of weeks.
That's
part
a
of the
blow.
Fucking furniture. Do you know how I genuinely thought this story was going? I thought she was going to thought she had a tumour on her back and it was a Jaffa cake off the sofa.
Mysteries, mysteries, mysteries. This is the bit that I really enjoyed.
Right.
So it ends here. They're married and they've got a kid now.
Shut up.
No, not them. Not her and the lad. The lad and his girlfriend whose granddad's house it was.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're married and they've got a kid. And I still feel bloody awful, she's put.
Yeah, and well, he should.
Yeah, and to top it all off, he told everyone I fart when I get really high. So everyone in their village knows she farts all the time when
Move.
She has a drink.
Move. Move. What a shithole.
Where is this village?
It's a shithole. I don't burn it down. Find out where it is and burn the whole village down.
It's this country, isn't it?
It is this country,
it's
yeah.
Kerry and
yeah,
Curtin.
Yeah, it's Kerry and Curtin, yeah.
This is
Granda Shed.
Beautiful. Just,
what a conversation. I got lucky last week. Did you? Who? Lad from the supermarket. E, where'd you do it? His granddad's shed for a joint and his granddad's house. That's not his granddad. That's his guy. No, that's my cousin's. That is my cousin's boyfriend.
Cousin.
My cousin's boyfriend. That's her granddad's house. Never. E says you fart when you're high. What a shithole.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I was speaking with my husband recently about dating before we got together. We've been married 18 months and been together 3 years.
Mm.
I mentioned how I used to get dick pics from men I met on Tinder frequently and how I knew they were coming as soon as they asked for my Snapchat late at night.
Oh, God.
What? This is a world I've never been in.
I've never understood.
So I don't get it. But I know for a fact that so many people listening now will be like, yep.
Yeah.
So apparently this is a thing. When you get on a dating site, if they ask for your Snapchat, you know you're going to get a dick pic.
And it disappears, doesn't it, on Snapchat? Is that
apparently,
the point?
Yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
One man that I matched with was very upfront sending his first message. Snapchat? ?
Jesus.
I thought to myself, here we fucking go. But I was bored and alone on a Friday night, so thought, might as well go for it. After all, he might be different. Oh boy.
Does she mean his willy might look different? Or does she
I don't know whether she means...
Might be a little interesting one.
Yeah.
might be funny, might have a little funny shape.
Something to look at.
Might be a little kink in it. Sorry.
I think she meant different as in he might be a nice guy who doesn't
send dick
pics.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that would be sweet, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Here's a picture of what I'm having for me tea.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and me dick. No, I'm joking. Yeah.
What's that under the Yorkshire pudding? It's me dick! Oh, fooled again.
And she's put, oh boy, was I wrong. We exchanged usernames on Snapchat, added each other, and there it was, a picture of his erect penis. Oh, not flaccid, erect.
sorry. Can I just say there, Rosie? As a man who's got a penis, I've never sent dick pics. Definitely not unsolicited dick pics. Mm-hmm. No one would ever send a flaccid one.
All right. No? It's like
putting a photo over your dirty car on Auto Trader.
So they don't send, so they're always erect?
I can't imagine anyone would send a flaccid one. It's a flaccid penis is a pathetic thing.
Chris, I've genuinely never had them.
Yeah.
So they don't, right, okay, well it's that's opened up a new world for me.
So you thought people just send flaccid ones left, right, and centre?
I thought it was just a dick pic. I thought they just sent a picture of the dick.
Amazing. No, they're obviously going to get it going first. Or what's the point?
I don't know. What is the point? Because tell me any woman who finds a dick attractive.
Yeah, that's the thing. Porn has made blokes think that women find dicks attractive.
No, they're disgusting.
All right. I'm sitting just here. All right.
No, I'm sorry. No offence to your dick. No, they're vile, man.
No offence to your dick.
No, but you know what I mean? No woman looks at a dick and goes, that's a nice dick.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in the mood now.
I know what you mean.
But, you've got to find them a bit attractive, but not...
Not a random stranger sending you a photo of their dick. But
absolutely
all I'm saying is, I don't think anyone in the world will have sent a flat... Like, it's ridiculous.
Right, well, that... Okay, it makes more
it's
sense.
It's like flexing with your top on. Do you know what I mean? He has a photo of me abs. Why you got a t-shirt on? Right, they're under there.
Right, I get you. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I didn't know that. So anyway,
that's
so...
That's amazing.
Well, this bit's even more amazing.
Right, okay.
So... He sent her a picture of his erect penis. I'm going to read it as her, sorry. And there it was. A picture of his erect penis with my name scribbled onto his veiny foreskin in pyro.
No!
I laughed so hard I nearly wet myself.
No!
And when I asked him why... He simply replied, impressed. To this day, I wonder how many names he's scribed into his willy.
Byro as well.
Byro, that's Byro. Hard. That's...
That, I mean, come on, dude. You know, if you're gonna be writing people's names on your dick, push the boat out, pay the money, get a Sharpie.
Use a Sharpie.
Get a Sharpie.
But, I mean, they don't come off, though.
Byro doesn't come off that way. I mean, that man must go through baby wipes like no bother. Was it red underneath where he just scribbled, like, wiped someone else off? Don't, without giving a name away, how many letters are in a name, and I'll tell you if I'm impressed or not.
Oh, hang on.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. If she's called Sue, not impressed. If she's called Angelica, I'm impressed.
Yeah. I've just looked on the emails.
Yeah.
She's got 5 letters.
Nah, I'm not impressed.
You're not impressed?
Nah, not impressed at all.
Do you know what gets me, right?
Right.
He may meet someone one day by doing that.
Yeah.
And you'll do that. And I think someone would be like, that's inventive.
Thought there's someone out there who'll be massively
really
impressed by that. He will find someone who'll be like, that is the most romantic thing ever.
He's just done that just
he
for me.
He wrote his name on his tiddler.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is quite inventive. It is. Don't you
inventive
think?
Inventive or psychotic?
Bit of both.
Got you. Well, you know, there's a fine line between genius and madness, they say.
It's so true. It is so true.
Turns out that line is a foreskin with Byro on it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I'm sending this from the land of the free, Australia.
Oh, gee whiz, man.
It's just put, sorry, hang in there, guys.
Yeah, thanks, man. And go fuck yourself, but thanks.
Anyway, I'm writing to see if you have anything like the Coffin Confessor in the UK. Right, I hadn't heard about this. I've Googled it and apparently it is true.
Right.
And I think a lot of people have been talking about it recently, but I personally spend a lot of time on social media and I hadn't heard of this, so I think there's going to be a lot of listeners not heard about this, but it's great.
The coffin as in buried, not coffin as in cough.
No, coffin,
right.
Double F-I-N. Okay. The Coffin Confessor is a man who will come to your funeral and say whatever you would like him to say for a flat fee of $10,000. So, yeah, right?
Right.
So, you might want him to tell secrets that you've held in your whole life or spill details about the mourners at your funeral.
Wow.
So, my question is, would you like to have a coffin confessor at your funeral?
That's a brilliant idea.
Do you think?
What an amazing thing. Well, I mean, it's awful. It's devious, is what I would call it. It's evil genius, the Coffin Confessor. I bet you people say some of the emails and stuff we've had of people going, how do I tell him this and that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. So he will just come, this coffin confessor guy will come.
Yeah.
So you'd have to book him in advance. Like, you know you're dying.
Yeah,
like,
you've got to know you're dying. This couldn't be a sudden death. Right. Although, actually, you could have it in place for if anything did happen.
Yeah.
Like a will.
Wow.
There will be people who do this.
You'd have to be
a bitter, twisted twat.
You'd have to be a bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah. To book it miles in advance.
I know loads of bastards, though.
I know loads of bastards.
Honestly.
Ask us for a bastard. I'll find
you. I've got a book full
of
bastards.
I'll find you one. First page of my phone book will be a bastard.
I've got one in the A's, three in the B's, seven in the C's. You're the bastard.
That is dark, to be fair. So they will come. So say, so for example, the wife had an affair and was having an affair for years and you'd never say anything but you knew about it.
Yeah.
This bloke will just stand up at your funeral while your wife's there crying, going, "She's been having an affair, by the way, and he knew about it all along." It's like, I mean, you must get, no wonder he's charging 10 grand, because you must get punched quite a lot.
Well, I was going to say, who's doing that as a job? Who would want, could you do that? I couldn't sleep at night if I knew the next day, I've got to go and tell them.
Give us a scenario, what I've got to do. So what have I got to do? So it's a funeral tomorrow. I've got to turn up. What have I got to say?
You are at the funeral and you've got to tell everybody that you... Okay, you're the coffin confessor.
Yeah.
You've got to tell everyone that you've actually been having an affair with your auntie.
Right. So I've got to stand there and say that the person who's dying...
Oh, no, that's a terrible...
The person who's dying.
You make one up.
It's your thing.
I can't think of anything else. I can't think of anything that's not really massively offensive. That's not going to come bite us back on the arse.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're the coffin confessor.
Yeah.
And you're at someone's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to tell the whole family that the person who's just died, when their grandma was on their deathbed, stole from the grandma's pocket.
Wow. That's what I've got to tell them.
You've got to tell them that.
All there. But the grandma's dead.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to get off their chest that they stole from the grandma's pocket when the grandma died.
Yeah.
And I've got to go and do that.
Yeah.
How much?
About 10,000.
10 grand. No problem.
Really?
No problem whatsoever. Give us another one. No problem. Him, there, you're all crying. Bit of a dick if I'm honest. I'd ad lib. Honestly, I'd add bits. I'd be like, you'd see he's reading the bit of paper. I'd put in my pocket. I'd go, I read it in the car on the way over. I remember this. Bit of a dick. When his nana was dying, nicked off her out of her pocket. So you're all crying, but bit of an arsehole. World's probably a better place, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
So, Buffy. Where's the Buffy?
Who's paying us?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Oh, they must have to get paid in advance.
Yeah.
Just don't turn up.
I'm not being... Yes.
Just don't turn up.
Easiest job in the world.
Fucking best job ever.
Yeah. They'll never know.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
They'll never know if you go or not.
Oh, perfect. There we go. I'll do that. I'll start a business tomorrow. Anyone wants a coffin, 10 grand, I'll see whatever you want when you die.
Help yours.
Any coffin confessors out there listening, if you've been turning up, mug.
More fool you.
Fucking idiot, what have you been doing? You're wasting your life, mate.
I think we might have just made a business that we don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Honestly,
which will spawn another business, which will be like, we are certified coffin confessors, by the way. A lot of coffin confessors out there, research your coffin confessors, because some of them don't turn up and ruin your family's day. But we will, promise you. Look, go on, check a trade. We're check a trade. Go on. We're top rated on Trustpilot. We will genuinely turn up and ruin your family's entire day. Some of them won't. Some of them take your money and fuck off.
Imagine
we're in it for the long haul.
Imagine if after you've confessed.
Yeah.
Right. Us with a new business. Yeah. You go around and you go, "Look, I'm sorry, but here's my card." Can you leave a review? Just to let everyone know that I did genuinely do this.
Did you like the way that I ruined this funeral? Because I could. Please review. And please keep it in mind for when you die, because I could come and ruin the day then as well.
Yeah.
I'm available. It's all good. Yeah. Jesus. Can you sign this or I don't get paid? Can you fuck off?
I need a Facebook review. Babadoo, 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 ba. You've been listening to Shag Married Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, guys, thank you so much for listening. We hope you're all right out there. Hope you're hanging in. Hope you had a little laugh. Hope we took your mind off everything for a little while. Follow this roadmap and be fucking back licking each other's, yes, licking each other's tonsils in no time.
Oh,
eh?
I'm licking everyone's tonsils. Okay. Our tour.
Rosie, just think of the unbelievably horrific, disgusting one-night stand and nightclub stories we are going to get when the world's back to normal. Didn't even think of that until now. Come on!
Come on!
The only way is up! Bye, guys. Bye, guys. We love you.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.